89.5 WHRV HD3 Alt Radio and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, heard every Sunday from 7 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time here on 89.5 WHRV HD3 Alt Radio and streaming on the web at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org. iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show, especially live ones. We have a real live one today as we have Roy Motes here in the studio with us today. Roy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Hunter, today?
I'm fine. Thanks for coming down here on a somewhat cloudy Sunday morning. Hope you didn't have any trouble finding us here.
No sweat.
No sweat.
Like I said, Norfolk's trouble-free on Sunday morning.
There you go.
Try it sometime.
It's trouble-free. You heard it here first. What would you like to play for us first here?
I'd like to play a song called The Loneliest Job There Is. It's kind of a hymn.
A hymn.
And all I ask is that when I do the falsetto part, when I repeat the refrain, you imagine the Manhattan Transfer singing that part instead of me, all right?
Okay.
I'm not asking much. I don't have enough voices. That's how I hear it in my head, okay?
All right, here's Roy Motes here on Hunter at Sunrise.
God must be the loneliest job there is. We try to understand, but we're just floundering around. We tell him all our troubles, but we don't know jack about his. Where does it turn to when we've let him down? Where does it turn to when we've let him down? Can't tell him nothing that he doesn't already know, except for how it feels to be immortal with no clues. All I can say is thank you, and I'm sorry I screwed up so. Where does he go when he gets those Kerouac blues? Where does he go when he gets those Kerouac blues? What does he do when he's sad, but he's gone and he can't cry? Hop the next universe and ride to another sky. Hop the next universe and ride to another sky.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Roy Motes.
Thank you. Thank you, Norfolk. Thank you.
Hop another universe and go to another sky? Is that what you
that's,
just...
That's what I said.
How do you come up with such lyrics? They are so intriguing, to say the least.
Where it comes from. My wife thinks it's all autobiographical, but I can assure you I'm just making this stuff up.
Well, I'll tell you what, I could hear the Manhattan Transfer in that song.
Well, I appreciate that.
Just the way you said it was going to be. I mean, wow. How old is that song? When did you write it?
Oh, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe.
Okay. Do you write a lot? It seems like you have a lot of songs, and they have a lot of intriguing lyrics there.
Well, thanks. I've been writing for a while, so... It's not like I, you know, crank them out like Randy Newman or anything. I just have a lot of them in my head from years going by.
I've been around a while. You can't tell that on the radio, but
you look very young.
Yeah, thanks.
Boy, I must say, but no. You when did you start playing guitar and singing?
I went to college in the '60s, and there are all these guys in the dorm, you know, playing Bob Dylan, Lead Belly, that kind of stuff, and I thought even they sounded good, you know. When I actually heard a Bob Dylan or Lead Belly record, I said, wow, this guy's even cooler than Chuck in Room 312. And most of the time I just got somebody, I wasn't interested in performing or anything, so if I wrote a song that I thought was worthy of public consumption, I'd get somebody else to sing it for me.
Really?
But lately around here, open mics are so big, you know. It's really neat scene, and that's what it's all about. You know, you can show off your own stuff without having to get somebody that's a real pro to sing it.
Well, aren't you afraid someone's going to discover you, Roy?
Yeah, it's high amongst my anxieties.
So you go to open mics a lot?
Yes.
And where do you go to open mics?
I go to, well, mostly Vaughn Deal's open mics. He does the Hilton on Monday nights in Newport News, and then there's a Thursday night one that's really popular that you've been to.
Oh, yes, the Victorian Tea Station. Yes.
And Wednesday night at Goody's is a good one, too.
Oh, okay. Now, recently you won a competition, right?
I did. At Causey's, there was a competition to compete in the Mike Aiken Festival, which is October 4th and 5th.
Well, actually, you performed there.
I performed there.
You competed to perform there.
Competitive singing is kind of a new thing. It's an odd sport. You know?
It is kind of an odd sport, isn't it? Competitive singing.
I know. It's just, you just have to pretend you're showing off and don't think about the competing part.
Yeah. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, I'd like to do one called Trap Door, if I may.
Oh, this is the song you sung at Victorian Tea Station.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, this has got a very interesting lyric in it as well. Here's Roy Motes here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Some days that broken rainbow gets me down. Some days just when I feel like I got both feet on the ground. Some days I do exactly what I should, but still I hear that voice call from the hollow in the wood. Back there, there's someone dancing in my brain. Back there, behind the dead wood where I'm not completely sane. Back there, I keep the sad things in a box, but still they're running loose sometimes among the melted clocks. Last I remember, you was climbing back from hell. I can't imagine you alive and doing well. Never thought I'd see that face above ground. That's right, I'm feeling strong, feeling just like I belong. But there's this trapdoor in my heart that I fall through now and then. She calls me, she pulls me, she smiles at me again. By now I've been down every path, and I've left that place to stay. I'm back up on my steed. I've got everything I need. I'm on my way. But not every day. There's still this trapdoor in my heart that I fall through now and then. She calls me, she pulls me, she smiles at me again. By now I've been down every path, and I've left that place to stay. I'm back up on my steed, I've got everything I need. I'm on my way, but not every day. I'm on my way. but not every day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Roy Motes. That is such a great line. I think I told you that before.
Thank you. I remember that. Thanks.
Yeah. Could you say it again? A trapdoor in my heart.
There's a trapdoor in my heart that I fall through now and then.
Oh, my. And the melted clocks. When you said that, I think of Salvador Dali for some reason. Have you ever seen
that?
That's
what I was. The Persistence of Memory. That was the. That's the name of that painting.
Ah, interesting. So,
well, thanks for noticing.
So Roy, you're saying we both thought of the same thing?
That's scary.
It is very scary. Very scary. Roy Motes here on Hunter at Sunrise. How long have you lived in this area? Your whole life? Or
40 years.
40 years? Yeah. When did you come here, and how did you come here?
I came here for a job. I came to visit my family and got a job and just stuck around since then. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a song... I didn't write it, but I came here for the weekend, and that was 35 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It's sort of been like that. But,
I came here for the weekend, but that was 35 years ago?
Yeah, I can't remember who wrote that song.
It's just one continuous weekend.
You're right.
For 35 years.
That's a great area. I like it.
Yeah? Yeah. What else do you do? You must have something else that you do as well, right?
Well, I teach math at Thomas Nelson Community College. I'm an adjunct there.
Do you want to shout out to your students or anything this morning? I'm sure all one of them. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Right, that's not
about,
really.
About all one of my my listeners are, no, I'm just, are in your class. No, I'm just
that's,
kidding.
That's, yeah.
Okay, one of our listeners has a question, and I hope you don't mind my asking it.
Please do.
Okay, what about the blue funk? What is...
That's a lie, and I can prove it.
The blue funk. What is it?
Well, I was going to answer that in the form of a song.
You were?
I knew you journalists would dig up something. Like that.
Is that the song we're going to hear now?
That's the next song. How about that? What a segue.
It's amazing. You and I are on the same wavelength here this morning, Roy. We really are. So what is the name of this song?
This song is called Blue Funk.
Excellent. Excellent. How can I not guess that? Here's Roy Motes here on Under at Sunrise.
There's one there in my cereal bowl when I sit down to eat. When I go to bed at night, I find one under my sheet. And every day in the car behind me on Route 143, blue funk following me. There's one down in the crawl space where the rats don't even show. There's one in the CPU when I tell the computer to go. And down inside of the paper bag where my lunch is supposed to be. Blue funk following me. There's one on the TV standing right behind Joe Folks. And up in the attic with all the bats, they're laughing at each other's jokes. There's one on the first page when I open up my books. And staring back from the mirror when I stop to check my looks. Who you think you're fooling, boy? What you think you're doing, boy? Where you think you're going without me? There's one jumps in my shoe in the morning and makes it feel too tight. And just when I'm falling asleep, there's one that turns on the light. I might be able to function if the funk would set me free. Blue funk following me. There's one on the TV standing right behind John Cash. Up in the attic with all the bats, they're dipping in each other's stash. There's one on the first page when I open up my books. And staring back from the mirror when I stop to check my looks. Who you think you're fooling, boy? What you think you're doing, boy? Where you think you're going without me? There's one jumps in my shoe in the morning and makes it feel too tight. And just when I'm falling asleep, there's one that turns on the light. I might be able to function if the funk would let me be. Blue funk following me. Poor me.
be able to function if the funk would set me free. Blue funk following me.
Oh, yeah. Hunter at Sunrise here with Roy Motes. Man, what a great song. And kind of a dated song, I'd say. When was Joe Folks?
I know it. That was a long time.
Well, when was Joe Folks on TV around here?
That was many years ago, and he is no longer meteorologing.
Do you remember the bell he used to ring? He used to ring a bell, didn't he?
Was that Joe Folks?
Was that Joe? I can't remember.
Hey, that was a while ago.
But it was a long time ago.
But the second bridge, I updated it and put John Cash in there, and now he's no longer the
he's
weatherman.
He's no longer the weatherman either. You got to go with somebody.
I'm going to stick with two bridges. I'm not going any more topical.
Well, there's Jeff Lawson. You could do him or Don
there's
Schrader.
There's only room for two bridges, though.
You can't make up another one, Roy. So are you going to do that song at the Aiken and Friends Fest?
I haven't decided yet. We're going to – it's my 15 minutes of fame, so I have to pare it down as best I can.
Do you know when you're playing? By the way, it's the first weekend of October, we should say that.
It is, and it's going to be – it's a two-day affair. I'm going to be playing around noon on the Saturday, which is October 5th.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be 15-minute sets, and Scott Slay will also be doing a set on that same stage.
That's right. He won the one at Victorian Tea Station.
Jacob Vanko, who's a great singer and player.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a good time.
It does.
Good way to spend an autumn day. It's out in Smithfield. They have a website. If you just go to AikenandFriends.com, I'm sure it's something like that. But if you Google it, it'll come up. And check out the Aiken and Friends Festival, which is coming up in Smithfield the first weekend. I think it's October 4th and 5th. That's right.
October. Maybe you could get Don to do something about the weather that weekend.
Well, I haven't spoken to Don in some time. It's not because I don't want to, but anyway. What can I say? Roy, thank you so much for coming down here today.
It's been a pleasure. I knew you were a man of wit and taste from your Facebook responses. So it's an honor to be here.
Yes, I'm pretty crazy, as they say. But I really appreciate you coming down and enjoyed the music. As usual, it's rather interesting, I must say. Come up with some rather interesting lyrics. Roy Motes.